I want you to go pull up the picture on my site. You know the one? The one with my pearls. I want you to stare into my eyes as soon as you go get it. Stop this tape now and go get it. You must obey Miss Drew. Go get it. I command you now to stare into my devious brown eyes. As your body reclines on whatever you're sitting on, it's amazing to you now how relaxed my voice makes you feel already. It's so calming and smooth, like a warm rush of wave over your body on a hot day at the beach. Imagine in your mind now, you are laid back, reclined in fact, in your chair that's just at the edge of the waves, just far enough so that the waves just slowly lick over your body as they come to shore. The warm, heavy water soothing your mind and all the muscles in your body. Look up at the sun. See how bright it is in your eyes? It makes you feel drowsy. Drowsy and overwhelmed with the power and brightness of my entrancing voice. You have felt this feeling before. Drunk from the sun. Drunk from the heat. Too long in the sun. Your body is hot and weak and limp and so very tired. Just let go, darling. Let yourself fall asleep. Fall asleep with the vision of those pearls. The pearls twirled around my feminine fingers. It's so easy to relax. So easy to focus your mind. So easy to focus your mind again. Again on that strand of pearls strung around my fingers. So tightly in some spots and so loosely in others. Can't look away. No, can't look away. Can't look away from those pearls. You just can't look away from them. Feel your heartbeat pounding in your chest and your eyes beginning to water. Staring so hard inside your mind, so hard at my tiny hands clenched around those pearls, those tiny pearls. They look almost like tiny pills, don't they? Tiny trip pills. You can see yourself eating them. Eat them now, just like candy, like spicy peppermint candy. Chew them now. Taste the candy. All good boys get Miss Drew's candy. Miss Drew's sinful candy. Taste it in your mouth. So pungent. But is it candy? Is it really candy? Or what could it be? You know what it could be. Could it be ecstasy? Oh, it could be ecstasy. Oh, but you've already eaten it, haven't you? Haven't you, good boy? Feel the trip pills take effect now, making you woozy and lightheaded. Putting you into the right state of mind, the right state of mind to feel and see and hear and smell and taste. Ooh. Every single thing that happens from now on until the end of this MP3. You're going to see and hear and smell and taste everything so perfectly. Oh, you're already feeling embarrassed from the state you're in, aren't you? So weak and so very helpless. But you like it. It makes you hard. So hard and focused on my voice and the visions that are now coming to life right before your eyes. As I sit down on this white leather sofa, the sofa that you bought me, my bare pussy lips slip across the smooth, cold cushions. You can see me now, can't you? Yes. Ooh. It makes me think of how you took me shopping last week. You remember? Can you remember the smell of my perfume? The look of that tight braid in the back of my hair? You can remember, can't you? All pulled back with that red ribbon at the bottom. You like that black and white checkered miniskirt and that sheer white blouse I wore, don't you? You like when my belly button peeks right out of my bottoms. And you can see that peach fuzz that runs straight down. Oh, it's so light and barely there. Only when the light hits it just so. You like looking at me, don't you? You know you have to take me shopping just for the privilege of looking at me. Don't you, you little bitch? You're my bitch, aren't you? Miss Drew's hypnotized bitch. You like the smell of those leather boots that I let you slip on and off my sexy feet that morning. Didn't you, slut? I let you rub my foot and my leg. When I made you slip the boot on and off again. My legs were so smooth and tanned. You can smell the cocoa butter I put on, can't you? The smell of coconuts. You can smell it, can't you? You bought me 2 pairs of boots that morning. The red ones and the white ones. Of course, they were the most expensive before I'd let you leave that morning. You enjoyed that, didn't you? Didn't you, baby? Let's not forget this new sofa I'm sitting on. This bright white one. It's so soft and clean. It's brand new. Brand new with that, you know, that fresh leather smell. You know the smell. The smell of that fresh, musky scent. So new that you can taste it in the back of your mouth. You know that you'll have to come over and clean it every day for me. Don't you? Lick it clean. You'll lick it clean on your knees while I watch. Lick it clean from top to bottom. You like that, don't you? Don't you? Serving me is your only desire now. You had so much money before you left the house that morning. Not after I was done with you, you little bitch. Miss Drew's worthless little money slave. Miss Drew's worthless little man. All I have to do is whisper and smile at you with that head just slightly tilted to the side. And you will do anything for me, won't you? You like buying me things, don't you? You like to make me happy. You paid, and that's why you're here to look at me right now. Smell me, freshly showered. Look at my sexy, blown dry blonde hair, fresh from the shower. Oh, look, it's raining outside. I'm gonna open up the window so I can hear it louder. I love the rain, don't you? It's so sensual and so stimulating. I can hear the sound of the soft splashes as the raindrops hit the roof, and then they hit the window panes. slowly building to its loud roar. The lightning cuts through the darkness so sharply, it briefly lights up the room and then it becomes so dark again. And the candle over in the corner flickers. It flickers wildly from the breeze blowing in. And that rushing breeze, sometimes it freezes me. It brings up goose pimples on my arms and my legs. It's like instantly. And then it warms up so quickly, almost too quickly. So quickly that I want it to blow again and again. And that lightning, it makes the new plasma TV you bought me last week flicker on and off. I see the lightning reflecting off its black screen and it gets me hot. And the wind gusts through the open window. It gusts so hard. It gusts so hard that it causes my hair to blow. It blows and now I can smell my hair's fragrance in the air. All of this making my nipples hard. And those goosebumps wash across my skin again. Delightful little shivers moving up and down my spine. Can you smell the rain in the breeze? That musky smell, like a storm that's coming. Can you smell it? When the warmer air takes over, the sofa you bought me, it gets slippery from my bare pussy. You know how you can slip on plastic. I can smell the sweet smell of pussy in the air. It's mixed with the smell of fresh leather and rain. I'm gonna go put those red boots on so I can relish in my dominating ventures I had with you. You're glad you paid to be here. You're glad that you paid to be here so you can get to look at me. Look at me with all the things that you bought me and how they look on my perfect body. You get to see how they look and also see how I get to enjoy them. You're glad you paid, aren't you? Answer, Miss Drew. Say yes, Miss Drew. You can see me walking behind you from the corner of your eye, coming closer to you, as your tongue still lapping at the perfect leather couch. That perfect leather couch that I made you buy me just to be in my presence. I know you can feel my boot rubbing your little nuts back and forth, back and forth. You can smell my perfume so close. So close, you can smell my perfume mixed with the smell of my wet pussy. Makes your tiny little cock throb and twitch. Ooh, it's throbbing and twitching. Look at that tiny cock. It craves my attention, doesn't it? Answer me. You must obey, Miss Drew. Answer me. Yes, Miss Drew. Good. Your cock craves my attention, doesn't it? Yes, Miss Drew. Answer me. But you know, you won't ever get this pussy on that cock. You could never have a girl as pretty and as perfect as me do anything other than use you. I'll use you for my pleasure and my amusement. That's right, you little pussy boy. Hump those hips so your cock touches the tip of my pointed red leather boots. That's as close as that miniature-sized dick is ever going to get to my perfect skin. Unless... You know, I saw this house I wanted the other day. Oh, okay. Unless, of course, you could be my good little bitch boy. Miss Drew's wimpy cleanup boy. Stick out your tongue, slut. Let me see how long it is. I think it would be just perfect for licking up the fuck juice when I fuck a real man. You can imagine the taste right now, can't you? Our fuck juice is so slippery on your tongue. So slippery and sweet. Oh, so sweet on my shaved, perfect porcelain skin. Suck it from behind, slurping up the mess a real man made. I wonder just how far I could push you. Would you suck cock for my pleasure? Yes, Miss Drew. Answer me. Would you suck cock while I giggle and laughed at how gullible and desperate you are to be with me? Yes, you would. Wouldn't you? I should take this vision away from you, you pathetic little bitch. 1 week an insecure pussy boy. A pussy boy that I'm going to break in the end. Admit it. You want me to break you, don't you? Don't you? answer me. Yes. You want to touch me, don't you? Don't you? Do you want to touch my soft boots? Or feel my smooth baby soft skin? How about run your fingers up my inner thigh to feel my hot, wet, freshly shaven pussy lips? Ooh. Yes, Miss Drew. You must obey, Miss Drew. Yes, Miss Drew. Answer me. Answer me. Forget it. Just sit there alone and touch yourself. Go ahead. While you think of me with a real man, a man worthy of a fine hot girl like me, someone not like you at all. You know that the only way you'll ever have my attention is to spend all your money on the finest things for me and only me. You will never deserve anything else. You are Miss Drew's little worthless bitch. You less than nothing shit of a worm. All you're good for is to pay for the privilege of my contempt. Ooh, another lightning strike. Oh, it's bright. No, dark again. I need to go shopping again. Maybe. Just maybe. I'll buy an emerald necklace this time with your American Express card. Then we can spend some more nasty, humiliating time together. Isn't that right, my good little candy boy? You want more of Mr. Sinful Candy, don't you? Wide awake.